This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
A65-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-255-03. As always, our telephone number here to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, well, unless we change it. If we change it, then it would be a different number.
If we were to change it, how long do you think it would take for Titans Bill to find the new phone number? Because, you know, it took him a while to realize that we were no longer at 1180.
A long time.
Just what I want to know is, if Titans Bill is listening, maybe he can fill us in. Just his living situation. Because with the way that he talks, like, does he have internet access? He doesn't. I mean, he's not on Twitter. He's not on Facebook that I've seen. You know, we have listeners that friend me on Facebook and stuff like that. But I feel like he uses a rotary phone. Is that off base? He just calls in.
No, I mean, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair guess. Let's say that.
He just sounds like that kind of guy. Maybe. He's an old-fashioned dude.
Yeah, that's a fair guess. But yeah, that's our number. So call us. Please. Call us. We're tired of sitting here looking at each other. We've been doing it for the last 15 minutes. We have not talked to each other in the last 15 minutes. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you and see how you're doing this morning. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Today's lunch special is the Kitchen Sink Burrito. Pretty much the whole entire menu at Dead End, it's put into a burrito. It's good.
I think Ben needs to get the Kitchen Sink Burrito to eat away his sorrow.
I don't have any sorrow.
I don't believe you, Ben. Stop. Don't repress your feelings. It's okay to be sad when sports suck, man.
Sports do suck.
It's okay.
Sports suck.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
You know why I'm not even upset or why? Mad? Because the Yankees, they had one out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth. Down two runs.
It was a fun little ending.
And Gary Sanchez hits a ball that was 7 feet away from being a walk-off grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next batter, I don't even know because I turned the TV off as soon as it happened. Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
Hit a little dribbler to third base. Eduardo Nunez picked it up, threw it in the dirt, and the first baseman still managed to pick it out of the dirt. And Gleyber Torres was probably
inches
this far away from being safe mm-hmm. and having the bases loaded again with two outs. And when you are 7 feet away from a grand slam to walk it off and send it back to Boston for a decisive game five, and you're 2, 3, 4 inches away from being safe at first to reload the bases, it's just not meant to be. And so, if they would have lost 16-1 again last night, I'd be fairly irate. The Red Sox are a better team. It happens. Part of it. We still have 27 world championships, and they'll be back in the mix for another one next year.
That's the spirit. Good outlook.
I got my anger out last night. I was frustrated. I was like, why? I have to go through 7 feet away from the walk-off grand slam. This Saturday, I'm probably going to have to sit through a monsoon and watch Tennessee get drilled by Auburn, more than likely. And then next week, I've got to watch Tennessee attend its own funeral against Alabama.
The Predators got mud stomped last night, too.
How do you know that Tennessee is going to get drilled? Because when I'm looking at some of the things coming out of Auburn, I'm a little bit more optimistic. Brandon Marcello, 247 Sports. report a little bit of what's going on inside the locker room, inside the program, and it sounds like the Tennessee Vols of 2017, if you ask me.
It really does. But if one thing I've learned over the years being a Tennessee fan and following Tennessee is that Tennessee always tends to get these teams back on track.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Down there in Auburn. Now, I have not heard anything about Gus Malzahn telling the media that a player fell on the helmet, but they're close. They are close. The defensive players, they are not big fans of Jarrett Stidham. There's animosity in the locker room. It says that when Auburn has lost games, Jarrett Stidham is walking around smiling, skipping around, that other players are talking about it. Players' parents are talking about it. They're not a big fan of Jarrett Stidham. And receivers are frustrated with him. Offensive linemen want to leave if they believe they can be drafted in the middle of the rounds of the NFL draft. They are willing to leave and being a low draft pick didn't stay there is what this basically says. Says he was smiling wide and skipping around outside the locker room after the game, prompting some parents and players to shake their head and grumble. Stidham is disconnected from the team, except for a few close friends. And a lot of defensive players are not happy with him, his performance, and his attitude. He only shows leadership on game days. I threw the only in there. Let me just read what he says. He shows leadership on game days, but the players don't see a killer instinct. And his words ring hollow to several offensive players, and it bothers the defense players from afar. Ooh, woo! So sounds like 2017 Vols without the helmet.
Jarrett Stidham is a Butch Jones. He's no respect. He doesn't have any respect from anybody, it sounds like, and it's of his own doing. Not good.
Not great, Bob.
So that explains a little bit of what we have seen from Auburn over the last couple weeks. But like you were saying, Ben, I'm pretty sure Dr. Fields is going to come in into Auburn. He's going to have everybody on the couch. The whole team is going to sit on the couch. And they're going to hash out their differences. They're going to walk out of the room hugging, smiling, laughing. They're going to be the tightest team ever before Saturday.
Yeah.
They'll be holding hands, skipping through the park together, the whole team.
I said this Saturday I get to sit through a monsoon and watch Tennessee get drilled. That was more tongue-in-cheek. That was more being excessive, being dramatic. I would be somewhat surprised if Tennessee lost by 26 again. We'll go with that number since that's been the common theme this season. I have a feeling that Tennessee barely covers. I'm not going to pick Tennessee to win because I don't think Tennessee's offensive line is in a state to where they can really hold up against a very good Auburn front seven. I don't think they'll get drilled, but I'm also not very confident on Tennessee's chances of winning the football game. Although, everything off the field is 100% setting up in Tennessee's favor. Like, Tennessee has a clear advantage in terms of the peripheral of everything going around surrounding the football game.
I genuinely don't know how it could be better in Tennessee's favor. They're coming off a game where they showed more effort than they have in any other contest. Noon game. Stidham doesn't have the respect of the team. You know, Auburn got their butt kicked up and down the field by Mississippi State in the previous contest. The offense is playing terrible. Fans are pissed off.
And then,
man,
that I don't know if this is a big deal, but the Hurricane Michael up to Category 4 now, and that's going to go right by Auburn. This maybe won't affect the players, but a lot of that town's going to be thinking about that all week. So it's just little things like that that are piling up off the field that the elements are going to be right for Tennessee to come in and upset Auburn. It's just I go back to the offensive line, and I don't have a lot of trust in them right now.
No one on offense, it seems to be that leader for Auburn. According to Brandon Marcello, of 247 Sports, and the offensive line has been a mess. Gus Malzahn seems to be unaware of what's going on inside of his own locker room. Gus Malzahn is also dealing with a weird dynamic, although it's not been weird for him. He's done this with other offense coordinators. It is why he lost an offense coordinator who decided to go to UConn a couple years ago, who actually played for him as a high school quarterback in Arkansas.
Rhett Lashley,
who got into a little bit with Damien Craig, who is now at Texas A&M, wide receiver coach, former Auburn quarterback. Rhett Lashley decided that he wanted to leave Auburn and go be offense coordinator somewhere else so he can truly have control over his offense. So he can really coordinate his own offense instead of being in the shadows or being micromanaged or being looked Gus Malzahn looking over his shoulder. And they brought in Chip Lindsey, I want to say from Arizona State, from the West Coast.
I believe so.
And Chip Lindsey is going through the same thing as Rhett Lashley. And the players see it. Brandon Marcello says, I'll be surprised if Chip Lindsey doesn't look for a way out after this season. So the players see their coach being micromanaged. And that's not a good thing, because you want to have one voice. You want to believe that one coach that is coaching you is telling you what to do, that it's coming from him. The moment you find out that he's just a puppet and it doesn't come from him, you lose respect for him. You do. And so there's a lot of things going on in Auburn. A little bit of what was going on for Tennessee last year. Now, Tennessee is not the most harmonious locker room in the country. They're not. But it ain't like this. Woo!
No, and as a fan, if you were a fan of Auburn, what does that contract extension for Gus Malzahn look like now? And
sick.
I don't at all want to put Gus Malzahn in the same boat as Butch Jones or the same boat as Derek Dooley, but this is similar to where if Derek Dooley and that South Sincere defense shows up a little bit more in 2012, maybe he gets a contract extension and Tennessee fans have to deal with Dooley a little bit longer. Or if Butch Jones manages to go 6-6, 7-5 last season, we're still dealing with Butch Jones. Or even in 2016, if Tennessee wins the East that year and makes it to Atlanta, I bet Butch probably does not get fired last season. Just because he kind of has that in his back pocket of, well, we made it to Atlanta despite winning 8 or 9 football games. Well, in hindsight, it's probably a good thing for the long-term longevity of the program that Butch Jones did not make it to Atlanta because they didn't have to forfeit out a contract like this.
Yeah, let's say worst comes to worst with Gus Malzahn. Currently, these are numbers that were reported last week by USA Today. His buyout is $33 million.
There's no way they fire him. Does it say whether
they
it
are
drops
in a tight spot
next year or anything?
This doesn't. This says that will be his buyout on December 1st of this year.
Yeah. So. His buyout is higher than a giraffe's right booty cheek.
And that's high.
It's high. And here's the thing about Gus Malzahn at Auburn. Gus Malzahn took this team to a national championship game in 2013, first year as a coach. And after that, they dropped a little bit. And then last year, they go out and they beat Alabama. If they don't beat Alabama, Gus Malzahn is probably the coach at Arkansas. But they beat Alabama, and then they start talking extension. Because now, that L word is so powerful. Not lasagna, not anything else, not loser, but leverage. Leverage, leverage, leverage. Gus Malzahn had a ton of leverage because he had a school in Arkansas who was willing to pay a lot of money to bring him, quote unquote, back home. And Auburn panicked because Auburn did not want to look for a new head coach this year. So what did they do? They signed Gus Malzahn to a $7 million a year deal 7 years, $49 million. And they are stuck for a while.
Yeah, and I wonder if Kentucky is on the verge of maybe not a mistake, but making the same decision that they may regret in the future. I don't at all dislike Mark Stoops, but he is going to get a big-time extension.
It wouldn't be a mistake if they signed him.
This offseason. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I like Mark Stoops, but I could see Kentucky has this impressive year and then maybe him not being able to replicate it the road.
Hell yeah, you signed him to an extension.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You absolutely do, or else he will go somewhere else, but at a school like Kentucky, I could see this maybe being a one-hit wonder for Mark Stoops.
Oh, it will be.
In 5-6 years it's after Kentucky. He signs this big extension, they'll look back and maybe regret it.
Yeah, well, it's Kentucky. They're going to cycle every 3 or 4 years, and then they'll have a good team. The expectations at Kentucky are totally different than they are at Auburn, where every year you're expected to compete against Alabama. Every year you're expected to compete in the SEC West, and you better not have two L's before mid-October. So, Kentucky winning 7 games, that is awesome for Mark Stoops. And then every once in a while, every 3 years, every 4 years, you have a chance to make a run. And you know, you have a good team that can compete against the big boys. And you have a chance to beat Auburn, or you beat Florida, or you beat Georgia, or you beat somebody you're not supposed to beat. They're happy up there. The expectations of Auburn is compete with Alabama and have a chance to win a conference championship. And because of those expectations, Auburn fans, they have this weird love-hate relationship with Gus Malzahn. He has really high highs, and then he has some low lows. And here we are in the middle of a low low, where he looks like he's lost control of this football team. And Tennessee is coming into town, and you're playing a 11 o'clock local time morning game.
Time to capitalize.
It's set up for Tennessee.
It's
set
time.
Up. It is set up for Tennessee. We'll take our first break of the day. Swain and Vent, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-255-03 B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We have Chargerval on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline here in the Swain Event. Chargerval, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Man, wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Quick question. With Jeremy Banks' fumble problems, what's the chances of lining him up at fullback and using the energy he brings to blow a hole in the defensive line?
If he can handle that responsibility and physically he can get a job done, hey, why not? That's where running backs that fumble go to. I won't say die, but that's where they go. They go to fullback.
I love the energy he brings, but sweet baby Jesus, he has to hold on to the football.
That's right.
But like I said, I just think that might be a position that he can handle right now until he can hang on to the ball or put some stickum on his hands, one of the two.
He just needs to understand it's not high school ball, and you just really have to be responsible for those pressure points on the ball. And when you know you're not going to pick up any more yards, just hold the ball with two hands. Just cover the ball up.
Right.
That's what he has to do. He has to realize that.
And also, what about Chance Hall? Haven't really seen or heard anything of him since first week of the season. I know he got a little banged up.
He's been banged up.
He played a healthy portion of the second half against Georgia. They took out Jerome Carvin, and Chance Hall was playing right guard a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably when I was out cutting the yard. I done got so fed up with it.
Yeah, man,
anyway, fellas, y'all have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Charger Vols. Good time to get your lawn done, yard work, do the dishes, sweep the floors, mop.
Complete that honey-do list.
Dust, laundry, all the things that you said you were going to do, you put on the list, and you put it off. It's a good time to do it. Good time to do it. I know I've done some stuff around the house, cleaning up.
You've been working like a madman around the house.
Yard work. You got to do something to keep from pulling your hair out. And I think I pulled all mine out. I think I'm going crazy. It's hard to see Tennessee football struggle. But I understand it's part of it right now. And I am confident in Jeremy Pruitt. And I know Coach Fulmer said to the quarterback club about 4 to 10 times that he's here to get football right. And I believe him. I believe he's here to get football right. So I think he's on the right path to that. And it's going to be some time. But, again, it's been a long time. I'm just ready for Tennessee to compete at a high level. And it stinks being the Vanderbilt of the SEC East. And that's just where we are right now. But there is a chance to win this weekend's game.
Isn't Vanderbilt the Vanderbilt of the SEC?
No, we're the Vanderbilt of the SEC.
Vanderbilt is the Tennessee of the SEC?
We're the Vanderbilt. When you play Tennessee now, you automatically chalk that up as a W on the opposing team.
I see.
What's really unfortunate is that for a second straight year, Memphis is the best football team in the state.
I can't disagree.
I wonder, like this year, I wonder if Tennessee could beat Memphis this year. Like last year, no, because Anthony Miller and Riley Ferguson, but, you know, they lost some guys.
They've got dudes this year, Darrell Henderson and Brady White.
What about now, though? What about now?
I think it would be a very close football game, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, they should have a Tennessee State Championship where they all play in
a jamboree.
Cookville. All the college games. Yeah. Yeah, on a small stadium.
Well, why don't we just play Vanderbilt if we're going to do that?
Yeah, because all the high school championship games are played in Cookville. So we're going to do the same thing, but with all the college teams.
Fair enough.
And you play a quarter. You play against Vanderbilt full quarter, and then you play against Memphis full quarter, and then they play against each other full quarter, and then we find out who's the better team.
Well, I think we should also throw MTSU into this battle.
For what?
The Brent Stockstill.
For what?
Hey, they're okay.
For what?
They almost beat – no, they got blown out by Vandy. What am I talking about?
Except they beat Vandy in the last couple of years, so
– I don't think they've beat him in four straight years.
Four straight years? I just remember that happening at some point in the near past.
They have this weird four-game home-and-home series where they've gone home-and-home for the last 4 years, and Vanderbilt has blown them out each year, if I remember correctly. Maybe there's one year where MTSU almost upset them, but I know Vandy has won four straight over the mighty Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee State.
I mean, think about if you're an Auburn fan right now. You have this crazy love-hate relationship with Gus Malzahn. And last year, you probably loved him after he beat Alabama. And then, SEC championship game, you probably hated him because they got beat down by Georgia. And then, you have a chance to finish the season out on a win, with a win. And then, you get beat down by Central Florida. And you're the reason why Central Florida is out here thinking they are real national champions. And then you have all this hype coming into the season. You're feeling a little good about your chances in the SEC. And now those fans, they probably hate Gus Malzahn again.
I mean, it's what Tennessee went through last year with Butch.
No.
It's getting there.
No.
In terms of all the stuff going on in the locker room, I think it is.
No. I mean, as far as, like, the point I'm making is the love-hate relationship of the roller coaster of loving a coach and hating a coach. That's what I'm talking about. I don't remember probably the last time the fan base, like, loved Butch was probably 2016 against Florida. That was probably the last time. Like, oh, you had this emotional high. We had people in the stands that were very emotional. Kind of was, I think they were crying, some folks, after beating Florida. Then probably before that was the 2015 Georgia game, something like that. But for the Auburn fans, you're back down in the dumps because you're stuck with this dude. You are stuck.
Yeah, getting rid of him.
I remember 2016, and people were talking about the possibility of firing Bush Jones, and you looked at the buyout, you were like, oh, well, I mean, can't do it right now. And then Tennessee didn't have an AD, and so he comes back for just one more year, didn't even finish the year. In this case, Gus Malzahn, not only is he finishing this year, but he's finishing next year, and next year, and next year, because he's getting paid $7 million a year. And you just signed him to a 7-year contract extension. You're stuck with Gus Malzahn. And sometimes you have bad years. Sometimes you have a team that's just not connecting. But this is dissension in the locker room and the second offense coordinator who more than likely is going to bolt because of Gus Malzahn. But we do have our own problems, too. But we're not the only ones in the SEC. This will be the Drama Bowl this Saturday. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, include all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GMF. Offer expires 8/31.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man. Select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design. 42SD.com is their website. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. The only company I trust my branding with. If your company's looking for a website, branding, or anything else in between, give Mike and his team the opportunity to show you what real design looks like. That is 42nd Street Design. The new SwainEvent.com is amazing. And huge thanks to the team at 42nd Street Design. 42SD.com. We are going around the SEC. Ben, where are we going today, my friend?
Birmingham, Alabama, where former Auburn star running back Carnell, or also known as Cadillac
Williams,
who had been working at IMG Academy as an assistant coach, will now be working in the new Alliance of American Football League and will join the Birmingham Iron coaching staff as the team's running back coach. I find this very interesting because obviously we know the Alliance of the American Football League has been coming together over the last 8 to 10 to 12 months. And, you know, you have guys like Steve Spurrier involved, but you haven't had somebody like Cadillac Williams named as an assistant coach yet. So I think this is great for the league. It brings name recognition to the league. But I'm interested to see what this does for Cadillac's coaching career. Does it catapult him, or is it a league that maybe he kind of is in a standstill? Or so I'm interested to see how that plays out.
If he wants to coach in college, I don't see how this helps.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think once you go to a place like that, I think it might be hard to get back in college. At least with the IMG Academy, he can use his recruiting ties to that academy maybe as a leveraging chip to get a job at the college level. I mean, you look at how T. Martin got started. I mean, T. Martin was training quarterbacks in Atlanta, and then he gets his break there at, like, New Mexico or New Mexico State, one of the two, and then goes from the West Coast to Kentucky to USC, and then boom. Here he is. And so I think it'd be harder for Kelly Williams to do that if he goes to the startup pro football league. But maybe he just wants to be in the NFL. And if he just wants to be in the NFL, which I understand, I don't know if I would want to be a college coach over being an NFL coach. I wouldn't want to deal with the recruiting stuff. But it's good for Kelly. It's good for Kelly.
Yeah,
I still think about Tennessee having him signed, sealed, and delivered, and Auburn came in and lied to him, and he believed it, and he went to Auburn.
Typical Auburn stealing recruits away from Tennessee. And then I thought Missouri running back Demaryius Crockett had a very, in my opinion, cool tweet, or comment, rather, yesterday about their game against number one Alabama this weekend. He said, "My mom probably doesn't think we're going to win this game. Your mom probably doesn't think we're going to win this game. My dad, my grandpa. But as a team, we can't let the outside noise get in." I thought that was a very interesting quote. And
Mama right. You
mama,
wrong.
Mama right. Your mama right. Daddy right. Grandpa right.
Yeah, mama's right.
But as a player in that situation, going up against what may prove to be the greatest college football team of all time, and if not all time, at least of this generation, that's the mindset you have to have.
I'm not willing to go there.
I just don't see them losing a football game this year.
Yeah, I'm. There's teams in the past that was dominant too. You know, the Nebraskas of the world. My goodness, they were dominant under Tom Osborne. I look at Miami and the talent on that squad. It's hard for me to say they're the best college football team of all time. I think Nick Saban has collected more talent over the opponents. I mean, my goodness, to get all the best players in the country year in, year out, it's been impressive. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just hard for me to go there right now in the middle of the season.
No, I get it.
Maybe not strictly talent-wise, because like you're saying, I mean, that the 2001 Miami team had 30-some-odd players that ended up in the league. It was an NFL team, ostensibly. But I think this Alabama team might be the best performing college football team I've ever seen, where it honestly doesn't matter what opponent they play. They are just so thoroughly beating down and everyone, so thoroughly and systematically and just cold-bloodedly beating down everybody. I've even through all the years of Nick Saban, I've never seen anything really like this. I mean, you look at Tua's stats. I was a little skeptical at the beginning of the season. That dude is might as well be a cyborg. I don't get it. I don't know how he has been as good as he is, and he still hasn't played in a fourth quarter.
Is that
this season?
If Tua plays in the fourth quarter against Tennessee, is that a win no matter the final score?
Oh, put a W in that win column if Tua plays in the fourth quarter, because you know you kept it close enough for them to care.
Or the other quarterbacks just...
Or Jalen Hurts gets hurt, I guess.
And Mac Jones, so...
They are... and what makes it so hard is because they are a rival. For the older Vol fans, this is the rivalry game for Tennessee. Some of the new school fans, I mean, you look at Florida as the number one rival, whereas for others, it is Alabama. And so that's what makes it tough, is because I mean, they're great. And then Tua is an exceptional young man. He's a great role model. There's no drama between him and Jalen Hurts. There were a little bit of drama with Jalen Hurts and his comments, but they have a really good relationship. Tua doesn't get in trouble. He's a great leader. He's a great player, great teammate. And so they're and the sad thing is, Mac Jones, linebacker, is like, hey, we're not playing as good as we can, and that's on me. You know, we're winning games, but we're not playing like we should be playing, which is making opponents quit and tap out. I'm like, whoa, Mac, won't you just hold off a couple weeks before you start improving and trying to make teams quit? How about you just wait till after the Tennessee game, all right? Why you gotta, you know, have this revelation right now? Why? Now, sorry for Missouri. Whew. Matt Wilson's going to probably kill somebody this weekend. But
R.I.P. Drew Lock.
Why do you have to try to make people quit right now? We play Alabama next week. So that's the thing that's tough, man. It's your biggest rival. And they're playing football the way it's supposed to be played. They are. I mean, they're running the program the way it's supposed to be ran. They are, and it is really frustrating. But I'm not willing to go there yet that they're the greatest football team ever. Not yet, but, man, they are knocking at the door for sure. I forgot what year it was for Miami, but they had the most number one draft picks in NFL history. I think you said it was '01? Was that the year?
That was, I believe, particularly the year that had all of that massive amount of talent, if I'm not mistaken.
I got to look that up, man. But yeah, they had like 7 or 8 first-round draft picks on one football team. That's nasty. That's talent right there. That is nasty. 865-255-03. Attaboy is coming up next around the corner. Auburn, Tennessee, 11 a.m. They're striping the stadium. They got all this stuff going on inside the locker room. Can Tennessee capitalize? Can they do that? We'll talk to Chris Lowe at 8:15. We didn't talk to Austin Price yesterday, but we will talk to him today. So Chris Lowe and Austin Price will join us today, talk about the Auburn game and SEC football right here on the Swain Event.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly cloudy with a high of 84 and a low around 69. A 90% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high around 74 and a low near 48. The sunshine returns on Friday with a high in the upper 60s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installation
installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
It's time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity. One of my favorite segments here on the show, the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, and Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical's physicians partner with all their breast cancer patients to help them choose the treatment option that is best for them. They use a team approach for breast treatment. Premier Surgeons conference weekly with a specialty team at each hospital that includes oncologists, radiologists, pathologists, and reconstructive surgeons. And they partner with breast centers at Thompson Cancer Survival Center, Park West, and Tenova Cancer Center to provide multidisciplinary care for their patients. Visit PremierSurgical.com right now for more information on what they do. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust. I have an attaboy for Captain America today, but specifically it has a tie to Knoxville. Captain America in the movies is played by Chris Evans. He is an extremely famous actor. If you've seen any of those movies, they are absolutely massive. And a couple of days ago, he posted on social media a video that was a very, very encouraging message that was directed to AJ Cuxey. Now, if you don't know who that is, he is a young Tennessee fan who lives in Knoxville. And he has terminal cancer, and he's had a, kind of a very public battle. And the way that it became public is that he became good friends with Josh Dobbs when Josh Dobbs was here. And they made a kind of a special feature about it on SportsCenter and things like that. It's become a kind of widely known story. But Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, made a video for AJ encouraging him in his battle with cancer. And I just want to play maybe the first 20 seconds of this, something like that. Can you fire that up, Ben?
Hey, AJ, what's going on, buddy? Captain America here. How you doing, pal? So listen, I heard that you are a big fan of superheroes and a big fan of Captain America. So clearly, you're a very smart guy. That's a given. But I was just reading about you, and it sounds to me like you are one of the bravest, strongest kids I've ever read about. I don't know why you got that courage. To me, you are the superhero, you know? I play one of
you. Yeah, so that's the general gist of it. You can find it online pretty easily. I think that got something like 6,000-7,000 retweets.
It is up to 5,324.
Yeah.
37,000 likes.
37,000 likes, yeah. It's all over the place. But I just thought that was very cool of Chris Evans to take out his time. I mean, Lord knows he's got to be a very busy dude being an international movie star. So I thought that was awesome. Little Knoxville tie and a cool thing there. That's my attaboy for today.
I'm giving an attaboy our Lord working. The mother of Tennessee State linebacker Christian Abercrombie called it a terrific Tuesday because of the continued progress she said her injured son continues to have. Abercrombie suffered a severe head injury while playing in a game against Vanderbilt on September 29th, and he underwent emergency surgery at Vanderbilt University Medical Center and has been listed in critical care since then. Stacy Abercrombie, his mom, said last week that her son had shown some slight signs of improvement right after the surgery, but on Tuesday she said via her Twitter account that those signs have become more significant. She said, "Today is a terrific Tuesday. God is working a miracle in Christian. He is moving in a positive direction and making progress. Christian is so strong. He squeezed my hand so hard, my knuckles were popping. Giving God all the glory in this. Keep praying." So I believe I saw something else that said he has feelings in four of his fingers because Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head coach, went and visited him yesterday before his press conference, and then I believe it was Mason. It may not have been, but I believe it was Derek Mason that said he had feeling in four of his five fingers, and he could count to four on his hand. So thankful to see that Christian Abercrombie is making progress after a scary, scary incident on the football field.
That really is encouraging. It was a horrifying injury, and you never want to see that happen, but that's good to hear.
Man, football is dangerous. And you had that
really is.
Incident. And then a Georgia high school player actually passed away recently from a hit. And football is dangerous. It really is. And so you understand all the changes that are being made at the pro level and at the college level. We understand that it's still hard, I think, for us to kind of see some of the changes in NFL apply to the quarterback and them basically not even be allowed to be hit at all. But we do understand this game is dangerous. Players are bigger, stronger, faster. The field has not increased its size at all. So you're going to get more collisions, and you're going to have more injuries like this. And so it's really, really sad. It's really sad. But football is a violent game. It was meant to be violent. And so you try to do everything you can to prevent some of the injuries. You're not going to prevent them all, but some of the collisions, the number of collisions, hopefully you can decrease the amount of those. I was looking at Miami in 01, where that 01 team in the 2002 NFL draft, they had an NFL record 11 players drafted.
18 eventual first round draft picks. Thank you to John B for dropping that stat in the text
off that team. In the 02 draft, they had five first rounders: Brian McKinney, offensive tackle; Jeremy Shockey, tight end; Philip Buchanan, corner; Ed Reed, I know that's Eric Berry's favorite player; Mike Rump, corner; and then other names include like Clinton Portis, who was drafted there in the second round.
I loved watching him play.
I love the uniforms and the outfits after the game. He was in the alter egos. He was really, really funny. But when I think of some of the best college football teams, I think of Miami, I think of Nebraska. But Alabama is certainly in the conversation. We'll let it play out for the rest of the season. But it doesn't look like anyone's going to get in their way anytime soon. 865-255-03. Our telephone number to the B-Drop Waterproofing Hotline.
I think it's funny, and our buddy – your boy Doc on Twitter brought this up. He said he saw a stat the other day that Bama punter that is replacing J.K. Scott. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he could still redshirt
through
six games because he never plays. If that isn't the sign of a good offense, I don't know what is. And the new Alabama punter is Skylar DeLong. And it's funny because I follow Cecil Hurt on Twitter. I follow Aaron Suttles on Twitter. And for those who don't know, they cover Alabama for The Athletic. And I believe
Tuscaloosa News. I think.
Yeah, Tuscaloosa News. Yeah. And so I like to follow guys like that of other schools to, you know, keep an eye on the enemy. And, you know, you have Wes Rucker, you have Charlie at Orange and White Report tweeting during the game of Tennessee games, giving updates of, oh, Tennessee scored a touchdown. Oh, Trey Smith went down with an injury. Oh, Trey Smith is back out there. They're doing none of that. They're tracking whether this punter is going to redshirt during the game or not, because there's literally nothing else to talk about. Alabama's blowing everybody out. So their tweets consist of, oh, redshirt still intact. It's been pretty funny to watch.
They've had legitimate attendance problems because they're so good. They're blowing everyone out. This does say he has punted 15 times so far this season. For a total of 539 yards, but I guess that means he still hasn't played.
He hasn't played in four games.
I'm trying to find the game log. He did not play against Louisiana Lafayette or Arkansas. Mm. Didn't go into either game.
Yep. Because he's played four right now, so the next game he plays in, red shirt is gone.
Yes. The most punts that he's had in a game are six against Texas A&M, so shout out to the Aggies. For stopping Alabama on six drives, that's something. But they still lost 45-23.
Mm, mm, mm. Boy. Hour one is in the books. We have hour two coming up here in a few seconds. And John in Gainesville says, by the very definition of a rival, words like challenger and contender, can we please quit calling the likes of Alabama and Florida rivals till at least start challenging and contending?
Florida is a rival. You have challenged them year in and year out. I mean, when was the last time? 2013 was the last time before this year that Tennessee lost by probably double digits in that game, right?
And it took until the end of the third quarter for Florida to pull away in that game.
And you beat them 2 years ago. So that's a rivalry to me. If the games are close.
I'm not stopping calling Alabama and Florida a rival.
Alabama is a rivalry because of the history, but in about name only.
From a fan standpoint, the two fan bases still hate each other.
True. True.
Well, I don't know, Ben. You got your Bama boys coming up here having a slumming party at your house next week.
We are. We're going to sip tea and everything.
I mean, if Tennessee was beating Alabama's butt, I don't know if you guys would be hanging out as much. All right, we got hour two coming up.